Welcome to the Afterspin, opinions from thought leaders in our state. I want to ask John Hood and Chris Fitzsimon, a recently released report indicates the number of acts of crimes of school violence dropped for the fifth straight year. Now, the report also shows that there were fewer students receiving long-term or short-term suspensions than the prior year. It amounted to some 203,000 instances. For the second year in a row, the number of dropouts has declined, and fewer teachers are leaving the profession in 2018-2019 year. What caused this drop? Are students behaving better? Has our enforcement relaxed? What do you think, John?
I think it is a multifaceted, multivariate phenomenon for which you could probably ascribe many different causes and trends. For example, the drop in teacher departures is probably very different from what's happening in the classroom on reports of violence and suspensions. Probably very different causes for that. I think that there is certainly some evidence that there have been some de-escalation strategies and other policy changes that have changed how schools deal with violent incidents, instances of disrespect to teachers and so forth. I am also concerned, though, that some of it may be a disinclination to suspend, a disinclination to report an incident. That we have to be careful not to draw conclusions about reports of incidents, because the propensity to report is not stable. It can change according to how people feel they will be treated if they report an incident, if a suspension would be sustained by higher authorities. But I think in general, this is probably good news.
Well, and I needed to add to this because it was in the report. The number of in-school suspensions increased pretty dramatically during this period of time.
So then changes in how we handle disciplinary actions.
That's right. I think that's a very positive move, because it always struck me, unless there are obviously danger and violence, and those things are without question things that kids shouldn't be in school, I think we might have been too quick to send kids who are misbehaving home, which is in some ways what they want. I mean, if you think about it, they don't have to be at school. They don't have the opportunity to learn. They don't have, or not around their colleagues. So in-school suspensions makes a lot more sense to keep the kid in that environment, to try to work with them there instead of sending them home where you have no way to mentor them and fix that. So I don't disagree with much of what John said. We don't know enough after a couple years. We don't know exactly what's causing it, but I think, you know, we should welcome some good news, and I think we're getting a little bit in these reports.
One of the things that occurred to me is you got 20 kids in the same school that are in-school suspension, but you got one in grade 3, and you got another one in grade 6, and you got another one in, you know, grade 4. How do you deal with in-school suspension?
Well, I think the schools have ways to do that where the kids aren't a danger, and mostly it's just it's to punish them but not send them home or send them back to the streets if their parents aren't home. There's a lot of things that happen. I do think we have been too quick to suspend in the past. There's also a component about how kids are treated differently. There have been a lot of studies that show an African-American student with exactly the same offense, with exactly the same history, is more likely to be suspended. Thank goodness people, I think, are more aware of that, that's not the first reaction unless we have to do that. So I think we should look at this as some good news.
I look at it from the standpoint of the teachers, though, John. I mean, if I'm in a classroom and I'm trying to maintain order and be an administrator and be a health official and be an instructor of students, it's got to be a really frustrating kind of job at times.
It is, and teachers want to feel like that somebody has their back when they're trying to straighten out a discipline problem, which distracts the education for everybody else. That doesn't tell us what should be done with someone who is disrupting class, but talk to any teacher, particularly teachers who deal with middle school and high school students. They feel like sometimes every day they walk in expecting to be insulted, cussed at, threatened, and no one wants to be in that situation. So you have to have appropriate responses to get control of the classroom. That doesn't mean you have to send people home. I think Chris makes a good point about the perhaps unintended and negative consequences of giving a 15-year-old exactly what she wants.
Lord bless our public school teachers. Well, thank you for watching the Afterspin. We'll have more video all during the week on ncspin.com.